announcements before the homily. You're all invited to join us right after at Our Lady's, as we will process over to Our Lady statue for the miraculous medal novena. We ask that you stay in your pews for safety's sake in that. Also, there are two live streams today that you should take part in. One is at 4 with the daily briefing with Father. There's always great, great information coming from that. The second is we have, of course, the celebration mass and the presentation of the papal decree for Father at 7 o'clock tonight with the bishop. So it'll be live streamed, so if you can't be here, you can follow all of the festivities on your computer or TV. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Today we celebrate the feast of Saints Peter and Paul, two of God's greatest gifts to the church. Two individuals who perhaps more than any others grew Christ's mystical body. As we pay homage to these servant leaders who gave of everything they had and were, what lessons can we take away? How might we imitate their God-given gifts so that we might also carry out the task God has given to each of us? They were both men of great determination. Given what to most would seem an impossible task, they never wavered. Peter was given his charge to be the rock upon which Christ would build his church, and filled with the Holy Spirit at Pentecost, he promptly went out and brought in 3,000 converts. Paul, likewise, given his marching orders directly from Christ, and after due preparation for 3 years in the desert, spent the rest of his days bringing the pagan Gentile world under the wings of Mother Church. Both found times of trial, and both would ultimately give their lives for the faith. But with the courage only one filled with the Spirit could have, they willingly gave even this last gift to their God. Their love of Jesus was deep and true. We clearly see this in Paul's letters, where he repeatedly calls us to live out this same love. And St. Peter, of course, was given the opportunity to speak out of his love for Jesus in person when Christ asked him 3 times, "Do you love me?" They both not only had the missionary spirit, they lived a missionary life. They did what was necessary, went where they were called, and witnessed to their and our God throughout their time as ambassadors of Christ's church. My brothers and sisters, Saints Peter and Paul answered God's call on a grand scale, but make no mistake, you and I are just as much a part of God's master plan, his plan for the well-being and growth of his church. We too are called to be present-day missionaries of the faith. We will need the determination of the just to witness the word to a world that does not seem to want to listen. At times, we will need the courage of Saints Peter and Paul to do this. And while we most likely won't have to lose our lives for our faith, we do have to pledge these lives to whatever end God has in store for us. Our love for God must also run deep and true. We're called to proclaim to all who would listen that Jesus is Lord, the Son of God, the Father and Savior of the world. Just as Peter was given privately the good news of Jesus' identity and professed it to all, we who have received the very same message through the church are called, are required, to profess this truth of all truths to a world that is in hiding from the truth. Our speech and our actions must proclaim the love God has for mankind, such love that he gave his life that we might be allowed to share in his heavenly love. We too are called to give our entire being to the Lord for the sake of our brothers and sisters. St. Peter did this as he freely spent himself in building up Christ's infant church. St. Paul did this as he traveled countless miles opening the minds and hearts of the Gentiles to the one true God, the God who has loved them from the first moment of creation. Lest you think that this was a life of misery, they knew happiness, joy, peace, and love. They knew the secret of life, that our God is not some distant being who looks down on us from afar, but he is a God who lives every moment of our lives at our side, if we would only but let him. He would show us the path to eternity, heaven. We only must stop and listen to him and then follow. When we misstep, know that he's there to call us back, as he did for Peter after his threefold denial. You might think these are two of God's greatest creations. It's easy to imagine that he was with them. But I'm just a tiny grain of sand in the vast ocean floor. Why would he favor me with his presence? That, my friends, is the wonder, the beauty of our Lord and God. He values your soul just as much as he valued the souls of Peter and Paul. In his eyes, you are just as important, just as worthy of his care and love. All we must realize is this truth, and then live it. We must live as children of the Almighty, obey his precepts, but most of all, spread his love, his peace, and joy to the world, to those we meet each day at home, at work, where we play, and where we pray. God gave us these two great gifts of saints, Peter and Paul, certainly to build his church, but also to be models for us, that we might, in imitating their virtues, be ourselves better people and be moved to carry on their work. So as we continue with the sacrifice of the Mass today, promise Christ that you will live up to this charge. May God bless you.